Hey, what up? You know what it is. Welcome to the What More Can I Say podcast. I'm your boy, Tone Paul, and here's my co-host. That's right. Let me go ahead and get the introductions going. Shout out to my girl, that big girl, Maddie, the lady of the pod.
Yes.
Kiki, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
No, nothing else. This, hey, what's up, guys?
You know, I'm just trying to stay out of trouble, Tone, and you know, so I'm going to keep it short. What's up, y'all?
And my brother, who is not, he is not fun size and pause. It didn't sound right, but I'm trying to make a joke, Zach. Zach Bullen, say something to the people, man.
I feel tried already. You already said fun size. Kiki talking about she going to keep it short. I see where this is going.
I don't want no smoke.
I see where this is going.
I'm not.
And I'm not here for it.
Look, man, we ready to get to it. This is episode 14. Am I right, 14?
Yeah. It's so crazy to hear that, though. Yeah.
It sounds crazy to hear we've done 14 of these. It went by really fast.
Yeah.
They did.
They went by fast.
This is great.
Yeah.
Let's just jump right into it. Let's get right to it.
Come on.
All right. The Versus Battle. By the time this airs, we'll be a couple days away from the Versus Battle between Rick Ross and 2 Chainz. How do you feel about that one? Kiki, let's hear from you.
I'm excited to see it because I feel like it's going to be more of like a stunt competition, fashion show competition, more than anything else. And it's always interesting to me because when I think of Ross, I don't think of 2 Chainz. So to hear that they're battling, I'm like, who set this up? Like, who thought this was good? But those always seem to be the best battles. So I'm excited to see it. I know Ross the guy slim on us, you know, during quarantine. So I'm ready to see what fashions he bringing. And you know, 2 Chainz is always going to give you a costume. So, you know, I'm in it for the fashion, really. That's really it.
Okay, it's definitely going to be fashion. Zach, what's the word, bro?
Hey, man, Kiki has turned this into a fashion show. I'm in there for the bars. And I'm going to say, listen, thing about 2 Chainz and Rick Ross, they both just say the wildest things. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. Rick Ross, cocaine running through my dick vein. You're like, God, dog, what?
Now, what song was that, Zach?
That's a Ross. Now, that is a Ross lyric.
Remember that? Now, you talking
because
about
it was
song,
so
what?
Wild. It was a wild burst.
It is a wild burst.
She got a big booty, so I call her big booty. It's crazy.
You said cocaine. You made me think of a wild tattoo I saw recently.
What?
It wasn't even a tattoo. It was like a shirt. And it said, I don't like cocaine, but it smells good.
All right.
That was for the pod. That was it. It was funny. I thought it was funny.
Shout out to all the cocaines. If you do a coke right now, you know, party on, baby.
Hey.
Damn.
As long as you do it while you watching the pod, you good with me, baby. Keep coke alive.
We are 2 minutes into the pod. Come on, y'all. Let's not get canceled. Finish up, Zach. Finish telling us about 2 Chainz and Rick Ross.
No, 2 Chainz, he says all his verses be wild. So that's one thing that they do have in common. You know, they have different styles of music. You know, 2 Chainz a little hyper. You know, Ross is more like riding music. But at the end of the day, they both specialize in saying the wildest thing within their bar. So I'm just interested in seeing that. I'm going to tell you who's going to win, though.
Who?
You know it.
Who?
Ross.
Really?
Ross is going to smoke 2 Chainz.
I feel like 2 Chainz will get some extra credit when we hear, it's your birthday, it's your birthday. Like, I feel like that alone is like, you know, half of the battle right there.
Okay, Kiki, you looked awesome when you were doing that, but I want to let you know, and this is no slight to 2 Chainz. I'm a 2 Chainz fan. I think 2 Chainz is good, but do I think Rick Ross is going to win? Yes, and Rick Ross is going to smoke him, like 16-4, 15-5. It's going to be bad, but it's still going to be fun, but it's going to be bad. Before anybody goes crazy on me in the comments, because I'm an athlete, well, an ex-athlete, I think in athletic terms, just because somebody smokes you or something doesn't mean you're good at it, right? So 2 Chainz and Rick Ross in a versus 20 songs, I think Rick Ross's catalog versus what he's got is going to be better than 2 Chainz. I think it is it.
Yeah.
Ross definitely has more records than 2 Chainz, but 2 Chainz is gonna win a few. You know, he's gonna come through. You know, the one with Lil Wayne. If I don't do nothing, I'm a ball. I've got, you know, that's a 2 Chainz record. Well, a Titty Boy record. Oh, is he battling 2 Chainz or Titty Boy?
He could bring both of them out, and they still gonna get smoked.
Damn, Tom.
I mean, like I said, 2 Chainz is a good rapper. But the fact that he's going against Ross, that's tough. That's tough. Ross is just one of them guys, and he one of those guys that a lot of people kind of graze over or whatever. True. Ross is I would have said, and they probably wouldn't have did it, but the better verses would have been a Ross versus a Jeezy, a Ross versus a T.I. Ross can compete with T.I., but I think T.I. and between Ross and T.I., I think T.I. would have won. But it still would have been closer.
Yeah.
2 Chainz, good rapper. Ross got legendary verses.
I don't know. When I hear 2 Chainz, I just think of the strip club, and I just, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be a vibe either way, so.
Yeah, because, man, come on. Hair weed killer like this, you know what I mean? Like that's a... You know, I'm gonna feed it to my mattress. That's the come on, those are
these are
big bars from 2 Chainz.
This is the battle of the craziest bars. That's what I'm
saying. Took a shot of her, use her friend for a chaser. That's hard. Those is real bars.
See?
Yeah.
Y'all better give 2 Chainz some credit.
But Ross, when that Maybach music, it's a thing. Let's talk about people have been throwing out a bunch of verses. Like possibly to get happen, right? Mm-hmm. Chris Brown, Usher.
Uh-huh.
We talked about it on the last pod. Y'all all agreed that Chris Brown. No, I'm a stop.
Don't tell that lie. Don't tell
that lie.
No, we didn't agree. Y'all are smoking something. Now it's a couple of verses that I want to throw at you. Anita Baker and Sade, they're talking about that one.
Auntie Anita all day, baby. Anita Baker is like every hood kid lullaby. Like, if you a 90s baby, your mama definitely cleaned the house to some Anita Baker. And you know what I'm saying? She's like, for real, a part of my childhood. So I'm riding with Anita all the way. So she cute, and you know, people, she has like a cult following, Sade. But Anita just hands down.
All I'm gonna tell you is this. He's a smooth operator. Smooth operator.
And we are asleep.
Now I will admit, mm-hmm. Sade's music is a little more soothing. Okay,
it's sleepy music. It's music that puts you to sleep. It's music that you break up to somebody too. Smooth. You know what? This thing's ain't work smooth.
But I mean, I still got to go with Sade, man. I think she got more hits than Anita Baker.
What?
You lost your credibility on the pod.
He can turn his camera off. Zach, you tripping, dog.
Okay, first of all, Kiki, you was born in 2000, so nothing that you say, I take seriously, okay? Okay?
When it comes to Anita Baker, I know my stuff.
I've been outside.
And Tone, all you listen to is old school Chicago rap, your whole childhood, Crucial Conflict, and stuff like that. I don't care nothing about y'all's opinion right now, okay? I need to talk to somebody more seasoned.
Now this is a versus. Now I had this conversation at a party cocktail. So people who had drinks and they say wild stuff. Shout out to my boy PT. Shout out to Omar. Shout out to them. They said nobody could beat Kells in a versus. I was like, man, R&B, it's be tough to beat Kells. And I know we're not supposed to talk about him but his music is his music, right?
Right.
Then they took it a little too far and said, dead or alive. And I was like, no, I said, Michael Jackson will smoke R. Kelly in the verses. Do you think so?
I wouldn't say smoke now. Are you talking about Robert?
I'm talking about
a couple of those songs that Michael Jackson is gonna play, R. Kelly wrote.
No, okay. He's not gonna play those.
Okay.
No, Thriller. Thriller.
You're potting now, Zach.
Thriller is that, but you give me butterflies.
That wasn't inside. R. Kelly, friend.
That ain't R. Kelly.
That ain't R. Kelly. Marsha Ambrosia. That's okay. I know where you was going.
But I tell you this, I know that R. Kelly has wrote a couple of hits. I can't help it, bro. That's how I get him out.
He gave us dance moves last episode, and now he's singing.
I'm gonna tell you this. I think though, man, I think they might be right. I'll never go against Mike because it's Mike. But at the same time, you said smoke him? No.
You nobody, from Gary, nobody, Indiana.
Nobody, I know, that's why I gotta go with Mike. But nobody will smoke R. Kelly in a versus battle. No one will smoke R. Kelly.
Okay, smoke is probably a bad word to use. Smoke is probably a bad word. But I'm just saying, Kiki, who do you think, Kiki?
Ladies, I am, please separate what I'm about to say from the Me Too movement. I'm there. But when it comes to this music, there's nobody, and I mean nobody, that is seeing R. Kelly in a battle. I don't care what genre they from. I don't care if you moonwalk, backflip. I don't care. R. Kelly is the GOAT as far as R&B music is concerned. And forgive me later. Like, please forgive me, but I have to be honest. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I'm born and raised in Chicago. Chocolate Factory is arguably the best R&B album of all time. I'm not.
What about Thriller?
I went Thriller. I went Moonwalking. I was stepping in the name of love, Tom.
I get what you're saying, but the song that I was talking about was You Are Not Alone, which is a little creepy now in context, but You Are Not Alone, R. Kelly wrote that, okay? Yes. R. Kelly wrote You Are Not Alone. So that's one of the that's one of the songs that Mike probably would play in his versus battle. I just know. And then if you go to songs R. Kelly has written that he hasn't sang, oh my God, it's not even close. Like Kiki said, I apologize to the ladies, and I do take that very, very, very seriously. But we're only talking about music right now.
This is music.
If we only talk about music, nobody can see R. Kelly, bro, as a writer or if you talk about hits.
Michael Jackson, Prince.
He'll eat Prince alive. He will eat Prince alive.
They're gonna cancel Zach, but I'm.
He will eat Prince alive. You was better off with Michael Jackson. I want to be your lover. Come on, get out of there.
I'm switching topics because if you sing another song, I'm going to go crazy. Hey, what do y'all make of this? This beef between Meek Mill and Academics. Meek Mill hasn't really said much. He said, you know, cancel Academics. Academics kind of like, you can't cancel me. He's just going crazy. What do y'all think about this whole thing? Go ahead, jump in, Kiki. You can.
I just think, you know, Academics, he's supposed to do this, right? This is his job. He's a troll. He's on the internet. You know, he's having some issues with the networks canceling him and different things like that. So I expect this from him. What I hope continues to happen is that Meek stops addressing him. Because once Meek stops addressing him and responding to him, we won't know or care.
Mm-hmm. He said that, according to Academics, he said that Roc Nation has muted Meek, so he can't say anything else. So he's kind of picking on Meek because he felt like Meek was bullying him. I mean, what do you say to that?
Well, this is where you have to realize what type of person you are, and you have to realize that you're not a gangster. Because let me tell you something, Academics. I hope you watch the pod. When Meek sees you in person, or any of Meek's homeboys see you in person, you're gonna get punched in the face. And it's not gonna feel good. Because when he walks up on you, when they see you, bro, it's a wrap, bro. It's gonna be on site, no words. I don't wanna hear nothing about that. Bop, bop, bop. They not gonna play with me. Okay?
Yeah.
It's anybody can be tough on the internet, bro.
And I get it. When he says, Academic says out of one side of his mouth, hey, look, I'm not into no street stuff. I'm not y'all, whatever the street moves, blah, 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 blah. You come see me in Jersey, all of this, whatever. But when you're talking in a certain tone and you're using certain words to street dudes, those all say, you want to fight me. When you're talking in a certain tone to a dude from the street, and it's not in a respectful term, his mind translates all of those words to say, you want to fight me. And that's exactly what Academics is completely saying. He doesn't realize it. He can easily say, hey, fam, you're not going to mute me. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to say what I want to say, and this is what it is. But the way he going, way he's going about it and verbalizing it, it's going to turn into something different when he runs into somebody. And I just, I get it. And for me, and for us, and I'm not saying you should curb your conversation. You should, but it's a way that you can say stuff. And who wants to be, because he's got some money. Who wants to have all that bread and all, even he's got some celebrity too. All that celebrity and really not be able to move around without peeking over your shoulder.
That's the thing, though, guys. I really feel like Academics has really created a lane for the internet dude who sits in the basement on the game all day. He don't really go nowhere. He don't change his clothes. We all know that guy. We know one of them guys who just like, he's not going to see Meek Mill nowhere. So he can say all this stuff because he knows he's never going to run into him anywhere. And he, you know, that's why he's not worried about it. So I just think, you know, he's a troll.
So you're saying, Kiki, you're saying that Academics is a dude that you go to his basement and he's got like 13 computer screens around, the gamer chair.
He's
got that one shirt that he wears all
the one hoodie, you know what I'm saying? That he wears. And so he's not worried about running into Meek Mill because he don't go nowhere. We in quarantine, he bored, he troll on Xbox Live. He don't have nothing else to do. So I expect that from Academics. I just want Meek to stop responding. And so I'm with Rock Nation on that.
Yeah, so I mean, stop responding. But again, I'll say it again. In my mind, the way Tone Capone thinks, I got money, I got fame. Whoop, party my face off. Like, that's, even if no matter what, he doesn't, by doing that, he's not going to be able to go to BET Awards when that happens again. These great events, he can't move around like he really wants to because he's worried about somebody socking him in the eye. And
he's going to get hit.
He's going to get
hit. That's what happened.
All right, let's speak of online. Our president is thinking about banning TikTok. What do you got to say? Kiki, you are a resident social media guru. What you got to say about it?
He cannot ban TikTok. Let me tell y'all, TikTok is a happy place. I don't know if y'all over there, but it is a happy place. It is full of undiscovered singers, comedians, actors. It is just a place of, it's so refreshing when I get on TikTok because I know nobody that's on my timeline. I don't know anybody. And it's all these funny creative videos, dance challenges, all this stuff. So Trump need to go cancel whoever make his wigs, but do not try to come cancel TikTok. And plus, I made a chicken wing video on TikTok, y'all. It got 90K views in like 10 minutes. So I'm here for TikTok, okay? I'm low-key popping on TikTok. Follow me, y'all. So I definitely,
She about to lead a pod on us.
She going to TikTok.
TikTok. Man, they cannot cancel TikTok, man. It keep my little nephew so busy. I'm here for it.
For sure. Zach, what you thinking about it, bro?
I mean, I think TikTok is dope. I have a TikTok, but I'm not that active on it like Kiki. Mm-hmm. But I had to Google. I Googled earlier today, like, why is Trump trying to ban TikTok? You know, it's got to be some more presidential things you could be doing in life, you know. Like, we're in a whole pandemic, you know.
Coming up with a cure would be nice.
Coming up with a cure. We're trying to figure out if the kids are going to go back to school. We worried about the economy. It's a lot of things.
I get my second stimulus check.
Right. We worry about stimulus check. And he out here trying to write off TikTok. Like, bro, what are you focused on? So I had to look up, like, why? But they're saying that it's a security threat. See, it's this thing with United States and China got this little beef. You know how people got a beef, but they don't want to say they got a beef, but they going at it. They don't want to say it. That's exactly what the United States and China have right now. So basically, he's like, they're using TikTok to get information from American users. You know what I'm saying? Like, our personal information and different things like that. But I'm like, do you really care about our personal information? Do you know how many terms and conditions I just agree to every day without looking at it?
Taking a glance.
I ain't looked at a glance. They could be like, yeah, you know, we get to follow you in the bathroom every day. And I'm like, except, you know, I have accepted everything.
Yes.
I have never read one. Never read one.
So, oh man,
they're not really worried about that.
My daughter just got popping on TikTok. She got almost a million followers. And I'm trying to figure out how to be Matthew Knowles. I got to manage my daughter.
Yes.
We got to get to these checks before we do anything.
Period. Yeah.
Right.
We get to the bucks. All right. That's and speaking of just all of the craziness that we've been seeing online, I saw this. Kanye West has picked his vice president. It's Michelle Tybel, I think is how you say her name.
Something like that, yeah.
She teaches online Bible studies. She's like a Bible studies life coach.
Right.
Kiki, talk to me.
$65 for like a 50-minute session is what this lady is charging the people on the internet. So, ooh. You know, to life coach. Girl, we don't even know you. Like, you know, so he went and found him one of these online scammers. This is how he gets y'all with them Yeezy stuff. Let me stop. Listen. Kanye could have picked the preacher.
Gucci Mane.
No, he could have preached. You know that preacher that be downtown yelling at people with that microphone? He could have picked him. Because it don't matter. Because Kanye, y'all not going nowhere. You're not going to be the president, and she not going to be the vice president. So let's, like, why are we even entertaining this fool? But yes, he went and got him an online church scammer. She charged $65 for a life coach session. I might just sign up and take one just to see what it's like. But you know what I'm saying? Like, Kanye, go somewhere with that. Go sit down somewhere.
Zach, look, when you heard about the online Bible life coach, were you inspired that Kanye picked her?
It made me realize Kanye really needs help. He picked the lady who lived next door to him in Wyoming. Like, that's all she is. She's a friend. She's just a neighborhood friend. First, he said, how you go from Jay-Z? You remember he was like, yeah, I'm going to get Jay-Z to be my vice president. Jay-Z will not answer his phone calls. So he probably went to the next. He was like, okay, let me try Pharrell. Pharrell wouldn't answer. John Legend, anybody that I push a T, anybody on Good Music, please run with me. And guess what? Everybody's like, no, Kanye being on that. Yes. And he went all the way down his call log until he found, what's her name?
Michelle Tybel or something.
Yeah. Michelle MT. Until he found OMT. And she was like, yeah, Kanye, I'll do it because I have nothing else to do but these Bible study classes online. Mm-hmm. This is terrible, man. This is terrible.
I'm disgusted, Zach, at the fact that I have to watch somebody who I think is one of the musical geniuses of our time unravel before our eyes. If he had to pick a prominent black woman, black man, prominent white man, white woman, somebody that has some, he picked the lady that's giving online Bible study for $65 a month.
You keep saying he picked. No, nobody is running with Kanye. His choice is limited.
I guarantee you Jay-Z sent him a cease and desist after he mentioned his name.
As soon as he mentioned Jay-Z's name, Jay-Z said, I wish I would.
How do you go from being Jay-Z's? This is the thing. This is the thing where I started thinking about. Kanye, him and Jay were like this. They went on tour together. They in studio together. This is his little brother. That's his big brother. You got Jay-Z as your best friend, and then you ruin it.
It's like, I'm gonna chill because they don't like, you know.
Right. They get mad when I talk about Kanye. If I had some people tell me, Tone, don't say nothing about Ye. I'm not saying anything, but it's just amazing to watch this happen.
Yes.
A person who I thought would always have some type a stranglehold on music and entertainment, which he probably does by saying this type of stuff.
He does, because we talk about him. But, you know, and mental illness is real, and that's what Kanye is dealing with. But it's just, you know, come on, Ye. Come on. You could have got the bean pie man off Stony Island or something. We don't know this lady.
You would think he would get somebody with some political experience.
Let's go ahead, man. Let's talk about somebody that did this. That had y'all really mad because Meg wasn't saying anything about this person. Kiki, I see you side-eyeing. So Tory Lanez, as of while we were recording the pod, got deported back to Canada. What do you think about that?
I told y'all last episode that Tory Lanez was in Canada somewhere making some beats. He about to drop the coldest mixtape of the rest of 2020 because we don't know what happened. She still ain't saying nothing. So now we're looking at Tory. So I don't even think Tory got deported. I think Tory probably got his man first and was like, I'm gone. Because he probably was like, get me out of here. You know what I'm saying? So I really think Tory is where he needs to be, safe and sound in Canada. I don't blame him.
Okay. All right, man. Zach, what do you think about Tory getting deported, man? You think that means that he did it?
Oh, well, first of all, Tory definitely did it. Okay, let's just end that. He definitely allegedly did it. He definitely allegedly did it. We not even gonna fall for that because he went from quarantine. I'm Tory Lanez everywhere. He was all over social media, making shot. He ain't said a word. So that shows guilt to me. But I just want to know, since everybody's so sensitive, can I laugh about him getting deported, or are y'all going to start some campaign talking about, oh, people get deported and it's a real thing. And, you know, people really do get deported and it should be taken seriously, Zach. And you can't laugh at stuff because it's real.
I hate that voice.
That's what y'all do. That's what y'all do. I hate y'all. Y'all suck the fun. And I'm not
out
talking
of everything.
To y'all suck the fun out of everything. So I don't even know if I can even laugh at Tory Lanez getting deported without getting canceled.
Okay? It is funny though. Yeah. And like,
he got deported and he's 5'3". So he just swiped in. He was so small walking back into big old Canada. I just see him with a backpack that's big with everything he owns.
He probably had to ask Drake, can he get back over there? He probably had to ask Drake.
Oh my God. Y'all wow. Y'all crazy. All right, let's go ahead, man. This is something that bothers me. It bothers me when I hear it because I know cats that try to get to the NBA. I know dudes how they work hard to be in the NBA. Master P says that J. Cole is actively training to get to the NBA, kind of like Master P did. What do you think about this, Zach?
I want to know what you think, bro. I want to know what you think about this.
If you want me to start off, I'll say this.
Go ahead.
I'm disrespected by this, first of all. How people think they can just, like Master P thought he could do it too, get into the NBA. Anybody can make a three in summer league. But when them real dudes come out, you're not making no threes when them real dudes are on you. I want to tell you this. It's more likely that you could make it in the NFL than the NBA. But you know why you won't go to the NBA? Go to the NFL? It's because you don't want that smoke. You don't want to get hit hard. That's why people that like say that, you know what, I'm going to walk on to the NFL. They've been on the sideline and heard that plastic crack. I want to let everybody know that's watching this. I know NBA players. They are the best people at putting a ball in a basket in the world. And then the people that are underneath them, like overseas, G League, those dudes are just as good, and they're trying to get in. J. Cole has no chance of making the NBA because he's got to go against a dude that's got three baby mamas, he's living in his mama's basement, and he needs that NBA check more than J. Cole does. His mama needs food. Baby's got to need shoes. And he gonna put J. Cole in the blender, dunk on him, do all kinds. It's, basketball players are some of the most ruthless people on the court anyway. And that's all I got to say. I just like, stop acting like you can walk off the street and get in the league. You can't. NBA players don't miss unless they're playing against other NBA players. And that's a fact.
Yeah.
I'm done.
And you know, J. Cole, you're a little older than me, you know, and I'm 31. So I don't know how much career you really think you're going to have. Because if you had started at the time you were supposed to start in the NBA, you know, you'd kind of be going into your prime, probably aging out of your prime by now. So what I don't know what J. Cole's doing, but I think that he's got the wrong sport. His dreads are more built for football. You know, he got cornerback dreads. He got defensive back dreads. What hooping basketball player do you know?
They're called locks.
Okay, locks. Thank okay, you. There you go. There go sensitive people again. Don't say dread, because you know what that means. I'm so sick
of trying to save world. The pot. We already got canceled with the R. Kelly stuff, so come on.
Right. Save it, Kiki. Save the pot.
I just don't think he's not going to make it. He should try to play cornerback. I think that's a better position, you know, if he wants to play sports. Or just, you know, own a league, you know, start a little – play for the big three. With Ice Cube, y'all are both rappers, right?
What do you mean?
Y'all
can have fun. He'll get smoked in the big three. Stay away from sports and be a great rapper that you are. Stay away.
Man.
You know, I'm torn about this, guys. Master P did it, right?
For the summer league. He played like 2 games. He made like 1 3. And no,
he,
and
don't try Master P. He hit a couple threes.
He can say he was in the NBA, right?
No, yeah. He can say he was on the summer league.
No, he can say he on the NBA.
I'm torn because I understand where Tony's coming from 100%. Because when you love something and you feel like you were created to do something, and then you see people who just not supposed to be doing that get to do it, it really pisses you off sometimes. But if you do, if he does it and turns out to be good at it, then why shouldn't he get the chance to do it? You know, it's like radio people.
He's not good at it.
How do you know?
I know
because he would be in the NBA right now.
No, he would be in the NBA right now. It's I'm gonna tell you, it's the same way. It's the same way people say, "Oh, I'm funny." People laugh at me, man. They all think I'm funny. They think I got great jokes and everything. Yeah. Let me go ahead. I could be on the radio. That's what they say. They're like, "I could be on the radio." So they think they could be on the radio until they get to the radio.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I'm torn because I know how that feels. And it's frustrating. But if they turn out to really be good, then, you know, maybe they were supposed to try out. You know, I don't know.
All right. If you say
he'll do it and donate the money to the player.
And this is another thing. He got to quit comparing himself to Master P. Master P is a unicorn. This man survived the dope game in New Orleans in the early 90s.
Correct.
Created No Limit as an independent company and played in the NBA. It's just certain things that only certain people can do.
He got Snoop Dogg away from Suge Knight too, so that man.
He got Snoop. That man is he's a walking guy, and now he got his own ramen noodles. Can't nobody compare themselves to Master P.
That's true. Master P is different. GOAT. Any dude that had a gold toilet is real.
Right. He's real.
And guys, like you said, ramen noodles. So, ramen noodles. I just want him to stop naming everything after himself. I want him to come up with a creative name.
Name it after him.
Master P. Ramen noodles. I hate that.
It's rap noodles.
Yeah, P. Percy Miller clothing line. P. Miller clothing line. Like he do name.
You gotta call it something else.
Yeah, he does name everything after himself.
And I'm just saying, Master P is a cool name. P. Miller's, it's not a good name to name stuff. And Master P. Noodles don't excite me. I don't know. Call him Know Your Noodles. Ooh, look at that. Look what I just did. Look what I just did.
P, we need a percentage.
I'm pardoning. Know Your Noodles, and you name them, after like your songs, like hot songs.
What?
Like make them say uncle.
Come on. That was free right there. That was free. But all right, anyhow, let me go ahead and keep it going. Something that was confusing, because when we see the clips of this TV show, we like, yo, this has got to be the nicest person in the world. And she just always has these great things going on for her.
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres. Her show is under fire because of the treatment she's giving to her employees. Insanity. When I read, I was like, this got to be fake news, but it's not. It's not. Kiki, I know you know a lot about this. Talk to us about it.
I mean, from what I'm seeing online and from the reports, it's like 10 of her former employees all came together with the same story. Now, that's 10 people. And we know when you work in the industry, you may experience a lot of things behind the scenes that you know aren't right, but you won't speak out because you're scared that you might burn a bridge for your next opportunity, right? And so that's what these 10 employees were saying. Like, we've all been through this, but we were scared to speak out. We were scared of, intimidated by the upper management. And so what I'm hearing is that it hasn't really been Ellen directly, who's caused mm-hmm. or treated these people this way. It's been her management, the people she, the executives of her show, the people she's put in position to run her empire. And so Ellen is coming out saying, like, listen, it's wrong, you know, but instead of, what I don't like is she's not really offering a solution to fix it. She just like, I'm gonna get up out of here. Like, y'all, you know, like, she ready to quit. And I'm like, that's how you know you rich. When you, when somebody comes to you with an issue, you like, you know, I'm not even gonna deal with that. I'm just gonna get up out of here. And that's what her stance has kind of been about, you know, as far as it goes. But yeah, her upper management at her show, they say they've dealt with like racism, intimidation, bullying. So 10 employees are saying that. So everybody ain't lying.
Damn. Zach, when you heard this news, I mean, it's a fellow comic. She's a lot more famous than you are, but what'd you think?
Damn.
Well, you know,
I'm joking.
No, for real, no, it's cool. I called Ellen and we talked about no. I talked to her and she was just telling me it was a big misunderstanding and
oh wow.
You know, everybody needs to get their facts together. No, but for real, when I first heard about it, I was like, damn, Ellen with discrimination, you know, she's a proud member of the LGBTQ community. You know, she puts on in a major way. She's like a, you know, she's just a bright beacon of light. So to hear this coming from her camp is crazy. Mm-hmm. Now, anybody who is just known by their first name and no last name and no other affiliation can quit anything at any time. Okay? Think about it. If you just Ellen, if you just Beyonce, if you just anything where it's just your name, time, you don't have time for none of this, okay?
So what
Ellen is about to do is leave. Oprah, yeah, if you just known by your first name, Oprah used to be Oprah Winfrey.
Right.
She got the bag, then she just became Oprah. You drop your last name. So right now I'm Zach Brooke, but when I get this money, I'm Zach, okay? And if y'all come in to about, oh, they did, Zach been disrespectful on the pod. Listen, I'm out, okay? Because I'm just Zach.
You ain't arguing with us, huh? You just
I ain't arguing with you. I'm pulling the L in, and I'm going to be like, you know what? Y'all can have it because I'm rich.
I couldn't believe it. And the fact that, like you said, Ellen, that lets you know, to me, in my mind, when I hear it, I'm like, yo, if she's leaving the show, like, forget it.
Yeah.
You was already ready to leave. She had one foot out the door.
Yeah.
She was 1 foot out the door. She was like, you know, that's got to be a grind doing that show every day, all the time, for how many years has Everett's been on?
It's been on for like 10 years, right?
It's been on for a long time. And I, you know, and to be honest with you guys, I honestly think that there are some other scandals that are cooking up with Ellen and others in Hollywood. And so I think this is the perfect time for her to get on out of here before other things start to fall out the bag. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But, yeah.
Kiki, with the T.
Nah, for real. Kiki's on to something. The elite have been kind of going through a lot of scandals right now. Bill Cosby was just in the news, you know what I'm saying, on some stuff. I didn't actually read the article, but I saw that he was in there on some, like, you know, on some weird elite level type stuff. You know what I'm saying? So... you might have something there, Kiki.
Girls, it's time to get on up out of there.
Antone, you're right, because if you leave like this without the investigation didn't even go through, you didn't get charged with nothing. If you're leaving already, you basically saying you can have this before it gets worse. Don't sue me.
I got one foot out the door. I'm like, yo, I'm gone. And because for me, I'm like, yo, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm not the person to talk to. You got to take my checks. I ain't giving them back.
Right.
They got to come to me like, you know what, Tone? It's time for you to, we going to throw you a party. It's time for you to gracefully leave. I'm like, all right, cool. If they wait for me to retire, nope. I'm going to keep getting these checks, man. I'm not playing. All right, let's go ahead, man. Our battle of the sexes question. Let's go ahead and move to this. Let's talk about bad breakups. Bad breakups.
Okay.
Have you ever been through a bad breakup, and how do you prevent bad breakups? Kiki, have you ever been through one?
I have. I was in a entanglement for years. No, it wasn't an entanglement, but I dated my high school sweetheart for a long time, and you know, once we just figured out that it just wasn't working, we went through a breakup, and that's hard. you know, because you plan your life with a person. But to prevent a bad breakup, you just gotta be mature. Like, just level up. Just be mature. Get your bags, cry your tears, and go, you know, the separate way. And, you know, we talked about it on last episode. I'm very prideful. So you're really not going to get no bad breakup out of me. You know what I'm saying? Once I'm ready to go, I'm like Ellen. You know what I'm saying? You can have this. I'm up out of there. I ain't even gonna hold you up, baby. So, you know, that's the type of chick I am. So, you know, to prevent it, you just got to be mature.
What about you, Zach?
No, I've never been through bad breakups. You know, all my breakups. I'm really laid back. You know, whatever happens, any pain that you put me through, I'll never let you know you put me through it. And any pain that I'm putting you through, I'm gonna come so nice and be so apologetic that you can't even be that mad. You know what I'm saying? I've had some vandalism done to my car. You know.
Don't try to give us this politically correct answer. Boy, you didn't got your windows busted, what?
Yeah, you got to park at your mama's house.
He said he got his windows busted.
But I wasn't mad. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's like, what I'm trying to tell you, at the end of the day, I find my peace within. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how some people be mad? Like, oh, I can't believe she did that. I was like, I got insurance. You know, I'm just gonna. I'm happy you can move on now. But I got insurance. I'm gonna get this fixed. I don't care, man. Like, it takes a lot to get me all riled up, especially with somebody I'm not with or don't want to be with. You know, every situation. Well, not every. Most of them, I walk away. You know, okay. Hey, I'm out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
All right, all right.
Then they come bust your windows.
Your windows again. Your mama house. If you know you got it crazy, hey, look, I done had somebody say it was going to do some work to my joints. I parked in my grandma's house before. You ain't not fine to my grandma. What? I done parked my car. I used to have a condo that lived right across the street from the police station. And I was cool with the police officers, so I would park my car at the police station. It's like, you ain't going to come over there, are you?
Oh, my God.
Like,
that's
yo.
Funny.
But
that's
I mean, funny. To be honest, yeah, it was hilarious. I know they would drive and look and see it. I'm like, you can't do nothing. But anyway, I would say, I think the bad breakups come from me because I'm pretty much, when I'm done, like, I'm not a bend backer. I'm not none of that dude. When I'm done, I'm done. So a lot of times that makes hate come out. When it's like, I told you, I gotta go, and it's over. So sometimes I get those calls, I get the texts, I get the things. I wouldn't call them bad, but they're not great. But eventually you ease them in the breakup land. You ease them in the breakup land.
I feel like you don't ever officially break up. You just be like you know you done, but they may not know you done.
No, I say I'm done. I'm very clear with it. I'm very clear, like, the key, yo, man, this ain't working out. We keep arguing, and I like to live in a happy, happy place. And this is the thing. I don't care about the thirst trap. It's kind of like what Danny Lee's doing to DaBaby.
Oh.
She's all of a sudden, you seeing her. Now, Danny Lee rarely showed that she had muffins like that. She's Dominican. Shout out to her. She never showed she had cakes. And now all of a sudden, we seeing the cakes on the gram. Yeah. She responding to Bow Wow. Bow Wow shooting his shot. And I know the baby looking like, or he might not be looking, but that is 100% what women do. That's breakup 101 for a woman really in 2020.
That's true. I'm not even gonna try to defend that. I'm gonna give you that. I'm gonna give you that because that's true. It is.
It's turn up on the ground, but see. The thing of it is the dudes you have to be comfortable with your woman hitting the streets. Now, I'll say this, because I've been outside the longest, that's my way of saying I'm old, is that, hey, back in the day, you could break up with your girl and be like, yo, maybe I could get back, or maybe, you know, we could figure it out, something.
Yeah.
Once you put your girl back on the town for sure, it's some dude waiting in the wings. It's either on the Instagram and her phone. It's a dude in the cut.
Yeah.
It's finna come up, and Bow Wow is finna jump on Danny Lee like never before, and the baby might be mad.
You have to play it cool, though. That's the key. The key is do not react to the thirst trap. See, the reason breakups be bad is because of this reaction, you know. See, if the baby was like, if he subtweeted was like, oh, you see how niggas gotta jump with weak, you know how dudes be. They gotta say something like Moneybagg Yo, and he does that a lot. Like, oh, Moneybagg Yo likes to, yeah. You remember they was doing a lot of subtweeting and stuff. You can't be emotional. You can, but just be emotional with your friends. Don't take it to social media, because that's how you end up in a bad relationship. You have to act like you don't care. I don't care how bad it burns you inside. We've all had that feeling where she done turned up on you, and you see her, and you like, oh.
You gotta let it burn.
You're sick.
Don't listen to them guys. Do not go get your girl. Go get your woman back. If you want her back, go get her back. Don't you?
No, you don't.
She
for the streets.
No, she not. He been in the streets. That's why she had to post that up. Cause he at home with his baby mama. So that's why she did all that.
Look, I'm not letting once you in the streets, you in the streets now. don't go back. Don't do it.
Let's give the ladies some advice real quick.
Yes, help the ladies. Cause I want to hear this. Yes.
Okay, ladies, if you're thirst trapping to get him back interested, don't go too far. Because if you go too far with it, you're going to throw him off, and then he ain't going to want it at all because you did too much.
But she know if you go over there,
you start, if you, nah, you know how they want you to just come back. You know, they like, this is what you should do. Put on your dress, look good, go out with your girl.
No.
You know. So look like you're having a good time with your girl. As soon as he see you with another dude, our minds are going to be like, oh, you've been talking to him the whole time. Mm-hmm. That's what you be on. You know what? You with him, I'm about to turn up. I'm about to turn up 1,000%. Let me show you something. And now it's a big mess.
And when y'all going to be crying in the car.
Is make them jealous.
Y'all going to be crying in the car, sitting in the car crying, child. Don't,
no, we not.
Ladies, turn up. Go out here. You could choose just like they could choose. It's a lot out here, so please.
Kiki, you are being destructive.
This is like this song.
It's like a song that is it's called Then Leave. Whatever that it's destructive person, it's destructive for women. I say this before, and I'ma say it again. I'ma tell you, Kiki, this is real. We had a point. In life, but things can get crazy. 2020 is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Already.
If women start acting like dudes, it's over. If y'all start telling dudes to then leave, get that bread, then leave.
Yeah.
So dudes hear that and we like, oh man, I don't care.
Y'all never care.
But you supposed to be the ones that make us care.
No. It's 2020, baby. We getting to the bag. Shout out to Mulatto. Shout out to the City Girls. If you want to go get some inspiration, baby, let me tell you something. I drove around all Saturday listening to the City Girls. It will do something to you. Listen, y'all never cared. We not crying. We not Toni Braxton. We not crying, seven whole days. We not sitting in the house. We is out here in these streets moving just like y'all. So when y'all want to stop playing, then we'll stop playing. Until then, let's play. That's destructive.
It's hard. I'm so happy I ain't got a date in this new generation.
Zach, if you come correct.
To get your attention, I had to buy you a damn Birkin just for you to return a text.
Right.
And then as soon as something goes wrong, you gone. Now you gone and back in the streets with the City Girls. Oh my, I can't.
I spent my whole stimulus check up on goddamn Gucci.
If y'all really control it, but y'all don't know that y'all control it. You know what I'm saying? If y'all act right, we gonna act right. But if y'all want to play, let the games begin. That's just what it is.
Oh my God. I can hear the girls. I can hear all the women right now. Yes, they like, sis. Yes, sis. Yo, yeah, sis ass out of here.
We ain't crying no more. At least we get to the money.
All right, y'all, let's wrap it up. Episode 14. Even though it was a slow ass news week, we decided we just gonna keep pushing through, man. Remember, we want to hear from you guys always, man. Comment, and most importantly, whatever you doing, whenever you watching it, you know, every Tuesday we come out. Whenever you watching us, when you at work, I'm gonna tell you the best way to hustle it. When you at work, hey, shout your workout. If you're a black business, we're gonna repost you on our pages. If you are at work with your girls or you doing whatever you doing, you want to promote it, just tag One More Podcast, show us you watching us, and we're gonna definitely repost you. So that's definitely the way to go. We appreciate all the support. We want to give it back. Kiki, final words.
Man, just shout out to everybody who's been supporting. We love y'all and appreciate the support, definitely. Like, some people were commenting today, like, they even said it. Like, it's a slow news week. We don't know what y'all going to talk about, but we still watching the pod. Like, they can't wait for it. So, salute to all of those people. And another trick when you at work, if you can't pull us up on, you know, YouTube to watch, we are on iHeartRadio, so you can just download the free app, honey, and we right there with you. So, we are everywhere podcasts are available. So shout out to y'all. You do not have to miss us every Tuesday.
All right, Zach. Well, let me hear for you them last words, big dog.
Man, my thing is make sure you check in with us every single Tuesday. Tuesday is the day, okay? We want to put that in y'all here. Every Tuesday, we drop a brand new episode. I don't care if it is something to talk about or not nothing to talk about. We'll just talk about wild stuff. It doesn't matter. We definitely go. We're going to talk on Tuesday regardless, okay? We appreciate all the support. Make sure you follow us. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you comment. All of that, all the interaction, we're going to give it right back to you. And, you know, this is, you know, fellas, make sure y'all be out here using protection out here. Ladies, make sure y'all protect y'all edges because edges are very, very important. Make sure you social distance. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Wash your ass.
Yes.
And don't forget Black Lives Matter. I'm out.
Okay, yeah. Right, and I'm about to get out of here. I gave y'all my last words and wanted to make sure y'all understood what was going on. Don't spread negativity. If you do spread negativity, I hope you get herpes on the mouth. That's what I said.
That's a terrible place to get it.
Episode 14. What more can I say?